I like it. When we don't have the contest going on, we can play the Rob Pizzola song. Win some money.
Let's do it.
Do it.
We're rolling a little bit now.
Yeah, we're on a nice little run.
Yeah.
After having started the season on a very, very opposite run. We are on a nice little run. All right. Not waste any time. Rob Pizzola on this Football Friday, although the Dolphins are on a bye. We'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. I also have just seen on Instagram pictures of Falero and his fiance's engagement photos.
What are you laughing at, Crowder?
Well, and again, I've shared the story. I did this too with my wife. It was terrible. We had to do a video. So I told you, I'm in a button-down shirt and slacks, and she's pushing me on a swing at the park.
You were in the swing?
I'm in the swing. She's pushing me. Maybe I'm pushing her. I don't know. We're crawling on a jungle gym. The whole thing was so stupid, but sometimes you have to suck it up because they want to do this or whatever. But I'm looking at some of the photos that your fiance put on Instagram. I mean, you took pictures in a parking lot. Like, I mean, there's...
What do you want me to do?
Not take pictures in a parking lot.
You want me to put my foot down and it's not do the parking lot?
Well, how about you hire a photographer that just says, hey, this isn't the best setting. There's a brick wall, like, you know, one of those brick walls, like the parking lot, you know, like seven floors. So it's like half a brick wall and the lines for the parking spaces. Like, what are you doing?
Taking pictures. That was the end of the shoot.
There's a homeless guy in the background.
Those aren't the only pictures. That's not the only place we took pictures.
Some of them are very beautiful. I feel for
you.
I went through it. It's the worst. I mean, it's the worst.
It was the worst.
I did it.
I didn't want to be there.
Like I'm going to walk around a park in slacks. Why would I ever do that?
Y'all got to get y'all man up.
No. I didn't then, and I haven't since.
Do you have man in you?
Nope.
Is it there? No.
Nope. 21 years gone. I remember it from about 23, 24 years ago. All right. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. He's got nothing to sell you, as a matter of fact. He's just a professional sports gambler, and we like to talk to him. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well, but we did have our first snowfall of the year up in Canada. Well, the entire East Coast got hit, not just Canada, so a lot of snowfall in New York and Boston and so on and so forth. But it's depressing. I mean, the first snowfall of the year is truly the sign. I golfed a week ago, and it's snowing today, so it's just that time of year now, you know?
A lot of snow? A lot of snow? Are you housebound?
Not housebound. Like, I can get out. I had to shovel the driveway. There was enough snow that I had to get out there and shovel the driveway today. So it's depressing. You know, daylight savings was a couple weeks ago. It gets dark at like 4:30 now in the afternoon. I don't know what it's like down there in Florida if you get the same.
5:30, right? Yeah.
It's not good, you know?
Yeah, we had a little cold snap this morning as well. Right? Not kidding.
It's
like
for down here.
66, I think.
Did you guys have to wear like a windbreaker into work today?
I am wearing long sleeves. I'm not going to lie.
Ridiculous.
Do you think, Rob, do you think the Dolphins would have a different record through 10 games if Ryan Tannehill had been the quarterback for all 10 games?
It's tough to say. I mean, I can't say with certainty that they would, but I definitely think they'd be a better team with Tannehill under center. There's a lot of variance in sports, so maybe if Tannehill played the entire season, they could have a worse record or a better record, but he is the better quarterback, and anyone who's listened to my segments on the show in the past, they know that that's more of an indictment on Brock than it is praise for Tannehill, because I don't like Tannehill. But one metric I love to use to judge quarterbacks is called adjusted net yards per attempt, and what that is just a fancy term for saying we're going to take everything that a quarterback is accountable for on the field, we're going to throw it all together and determine his worth. And when we look at the career numbers for Tannehill compared to Osweiler, Tannehill is slightly better, but also that accounts for his first 2 years in Miami, 2012 and 2013, where frankly he wasn't very good. So there should be even more of a gap there. So, I mean, yes, I think they would have a better record with Tannehill, but that's not a guarantee.
Okay. Before I get to the Miami-Virginia Tech game tomorrow, the Miami Heat are getting 5 in Indiana tonight, last I looked. Do you like that game?
I sort of do. I mean, I sort of like Indiana. It's always an interesting matchup when Miami-Indiana face these two types of styles of play, because Miami's been playing pretty fast this season. They've been scoring, but it's been leading to a lot of turnovers as well. Indiana plays a pretty slow game, so when a fast team plays a slow team, you're never sure what type of game you're going to get. Usually the better team is capable of dictating the pace for the game. So I think the Pacers will slow it down. They're more efficient on offense. They're more efficient on defense. I think Indiana minus five is a bit short. I'd make the game 6.5. That's not a huge edge in the NBA. It's certainly justifiable if you want to play it, but I'm sure there's a lot of Heat fans listening right now that don't want to bet against their team. So it's not like you're missing out on a huge edge or anything, but certainly I would say Indiana would be the side I'd be more likely to play tonight.
Hey, Rob, Dwayne Wade's taking paternity leave with a P in front. I don't get it, but yeah, it is what it is. Does he still move a line? That was what I wanted to ask. Does he move a line? If Dwayne Wade played tonight, would the line be different?
No, he doesn't. If anything, actually, the line would move against them, because Dwayne Wade at this point is a below-average player. His efficiency numbers are not good. He's just, at one point in his career, he was absolutely a great player. But as of now, it's very minimal impact if Wade is in or out.
Man. Makes my heart hurt. All right, let's get to this game Saturday. So the Miami Hurricanes, last I checked, were 6.5-point favorites over Virginia Tech. They're at Virginia Tech tomorrow. The line surprised me in Crowder. So on Monday, we guessed some of the lines. We guessed what they're going to be. And both of us had, and we don't know anything about Vatek, admittedly, but we've watched the Hurricanes, obviously, all season long. We both thought the Hurricanes would be underdogs, and they opened at -3. So we were surprised, and we said, oh, okay, all right. Now, Canes are bigger favorites, up to -6.5. What do you think about this game?
Well, if you don't know anything about Virginia Tech, I'll try to put it in words that you'll understand. For as bad as Miami's offense has been, that's exactly how bad Virginia Tech's defense has been. So when you watch Miami over the course of the last month and you're like, oh my God, these guys cannot move the ball through the air. They have one touchdown pass over their past four games. If you were to watch Virginia Tech in that same span and watch their defense, it would look like they have no defense on the field. So it's a really tricky situation this week, because you get a Miami offense that cannot move the ball through the air against a Virginia Tech defense that can't stop anyone. So far, the sharp money has come in on Miami. It's driven the line all the way up to 6.5, like you mentioned. Personally, I think that is an overinflation or overreaction. At this point, I'd be likely to play Virginia Tech. I don't like the defense, but they're getting 6 points in Blacksburg against a team that can't move the ball through the air. It's very difficult not to take that. So Virginia Tech or nothing, I probably will have a bet on the Hokies this week.
All right. Let me ask you a couple other college games here. Florida, Crowder's Florida Gators, they are 40-point favorites right now over Idaho.
Yeah, basically comes down to how badly does Florida want to run up the score, because Idaho stinks. They have no pass rush. And I know Felipe Franks can be very inconsistent at times, but he's going to have all day in the pocket, so he'll be able to throw the ball all over the field. Idaho lost by 66 points to Fresno State this year, for crying out loud. So with that said, 40 points looks like a short number. The only problem is, who do the Gators play next week? Florida State. They had a big win over South Carolina last week. Rivalry game on deck next weekend. Situational spots, they don't matter all that much in the NFL anymore, but they still do have an impact in college. Florida is miles better than Idaho, but you can't lay 40 points in this spot with a big game on deck next week against FSU. So, and my gut tells me Florida can name their score, but you'll see starters get pulled late in the game. It's an unbettable game, in my opinion.
Okay. What about FSU? FSU is getting 1.5 from BC.
Yeah, it's funny, because I imagine a lot of people are looking at this game and thinking that BC is basically free money right now. You look at the records of the two teams, BC laying a short number, and I can understand why people think that. FSU is not good. Their O-line is trash. They turn it over way too much. They can't pick up a third down to save their lives. They commit a ton of penalties. I can go on and on and on with what they're not good at. But with all of that said, BC is going to back up quarterback this week. It looks like EJ Perry is going to start for them. Anthony Brown, who has been good, he's banged up, likely not going to play. So for as bad as FSU is in a lot of aspects of their game, they have a really good defensive line, and they have a great pass rush. And when Perry played and came in against Clemson, he couldn't do anything at quarterback, wasn't able to run the ball. I think FSU is going to have success from that standpoint. And for me, I mean, it's FSU or nothing. I can make the case that FSU should be favored here. There's a lot of games on the board this weekend. There are ones that I like more than this, and I would be lying if I told you I was confident in FSU, but I think that they can win this game.
Speaking of large lines, just for fun, Alabama is laying 52 points against the Citadel. Would you touch it?
I wouldn't, and it's very similar to the Florida-Idaho game. Bama can name their score here. The problem with laying 52 points at Bama is that there is no reason for them to play their starters for most of this game. They have Auburn coming up next. It's going to be Georgia after that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Citadel does not have a hope in hell of even coming close to Bama, even if Bama plays their backups all game. But the way this game is going to go down is Bama is going to score like 21 or 28 points in the first quarter. Then they're going to pull everyone that they want to be healthy down the stretch and see what their backups can do. And then it becomes a game of backups against Citadel. I don't know how to value that. I have no idea. I mean, if anything, I would lean to Citadel just because they're going to be playing backups for most of the game. But again, this is what I call an unbettable game.
And Rob, speaking about Alabama, earlier in the week, Lee Sterling was on. We were talking gambling. And he said that he noticed Nick Saban doesn't run the score up on guys that coached under him,
right.
his coaching tree. Have you ever seen something like that where friendships can affect, you know, if they do go into the fourth quarter, like you say, pulling starters or not?
Yeah, that's an angle that a lot of people tend to use, whether it be in professional sports or in the NFL or in college sports. But coordinators who coached under a head coach and move on to other teams, and just the friendships that they develop in the, or the relationships that they develop not wanting to run up the score. I do buy that angle, and I see people use it a lot. It's something that I look into always when I'm handicapping games, whether a coach has previously coached the other team or has some sort of relationship with the coach there. So I personally do buy that, and I do believe it. I think there is an element of professional respect that people have for one another, but there are also the situations where the coaches don't get along, and the coach might want to run up the score against someone who they dislike.
So like a Lane Kiffin. If FAU was playing Alabama, then exactly. I would bet Saban would want to run up the score.
Exactly. There's sort of situations like that. So it can work both ways, but I absolutely do buy that, and I think that's an angle that at least some sharp bettors do look at when they're looking at the games.
Rob Pizzola, he's a professional sports gambler. Again, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. He's got nothing to sell you. He is a professional sports gambler. It's what he does for a living. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Quickly, can you give us three random picks of your choice?
Yeah, so it's going to be four because I'm going to start out with having a little bit of fun tonight. This is what I'm going to call a two-for-one special. But I've been betting first score props in the NBA this season. And when I say first
isn't that a coin flip, essentially?
It is not. So this is exactly what it sounds like. Which team will score first in an NBA game? And I understand people are listening. It's going to sound like the most degenerate thing that you could possibly bet on. But I assure you that there is a mathematical method to the madness. Things have been going really well for me this year with these props, and I think you can exploit them. The reason why is the tip-off is not a coin flip, necessarily. So whoever wins the tip-off does have an advantage of scoring first. So I can actually simulate the beginning of games to determine whether there's an edge. There are two edges tonight. I like Memphis to score first, minus 125 against Sacramento, and I like the New York Knicks to score first, plus 135 against New Orleans. So Memphis and the New York Knicks score first in the NBA tonight.
I mean, we are taking the degeneracy, if that's a word, to a new level. I can't wait. I'm more excited than I've ever been for the tip-off of an NBA game.
Honestly, it's exhilarating. It can be frustrating, obviously. But there's nothing worse. Well, there's a lot of things worse in sports, but I will say it is very frustrating when your team wins the tip and they don't score on the first possession, and then the other team comes back and scores the other way.
That's punch in the nether regions.
Exactly. I felt a few of those this year, for sure.
All right. What else you got for us?
Okay, college football Saturday. I hate playing huge underdogs in college football. I rarely do it, but I like Indiana getting 28.5 points at Michigan. And this is a big-time inflated number. I really didn't want to get involved here, but Michigan has two goals in this game. The first one is to win, but the second one, just as importantly, stay healthy. And why is that? Because they go to the Horseshoe next week to play Ohio State next Saturday. Last week, Shea Patterson didn't keep the ball on a single run-pass option last week against Rutgers. He handed it off every single time. They are looking to stay healthy. That is the sole goal here. And the last 3 years between these two teams, Michigan won two of those games in overtime, the other by 10 points, And yes, they didn't really have a real quarterback in any of those games, but Indiana's going to go into this game believing they have a shot to win despite being a massive dog. I like Indiana plus 28.5 this week. Don't watch a second of the game for your own personal health and sanity, but that number is very steep, so I'm going to take the Hoosiers.
All right, and the third one, Rob?
The NFL card is not great this week, but we don't get a ton of NFL weeks in a season, so I might as well continue to bet it while we have the chance. The advanced spread in Steelers and Jaguars, so the spread last week in this game, was Steelers minus 3. The number right now is Steelers minus 5.5. Why? Well, it's obvious. Pittsburgh blew out Carolina on national TV last Thursday, so we get an inflated number. Here's the thing about Jacksonville. They beat the Steelers twice last season. The narrative here is going to be that it's a revenge game for Pittsburgh. I don't believe in revenge games. I'm inclined to believe that some teams are actually tougher matchups for others, and I think the Jags match up well with the Steelers. A.J. Boye is back for Jacksonville this week in all likelihood. This means that it's going to be the first week since week 2 that the entire secondary is healthy for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And one more thing that has been prevalent with the Steelers over the years is their fondness for laying eggs on the road under Mike Tomlin. I don't know what it is, but the Steelers under Mike Tomlin have been favored on the road 38 times. They're 12-26 against the spread in those games. Huh. They lose to bad teams on the road. I can't explain why. And maybe it's just a coaching mentality. I don't know what it is, but I think Jacksonville keeps it close. Their season is basically on the line here. They might even win the game outright, so I'm taking the Jags plus 5.5.
All right, there's Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Follow him on Twitter, Rob Pizzola. He likes the Pacers tonight, laying 5 against the Heat. You said you like Vatek tomorrow, right, against UM?
I do, yeah.
Vatek. Plus the points, right, against Miami. Florida game, stay away. Florida and Idaho, stay. FSU or nothing on the FSU game. Alabama, Citadel, stay away from that. And it's 3 random choices. Here you go. I love this. Tonight, you can bet Memphis and the Knicks both to score first in their games. He has found a new prop that he loves. He's got an angle. And so bet Memphis and the Knicks to score first tonight. Take Indiana plus the points at Michigan and take the Jags plus the points against the Steelers. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Mark. And before I let you go, I haven't said this in a while. It's the first score prop. Please, please, please. Bet within your limits and don't go nuts on score first props and then tweet to me afterwards if they lose.
Stay within your means. Don't be stupid.
Exactly.
Don't
I'm
be stupid.
My parents' mortgage, Rob.
Falero's betting his parents' mortgage. Is that frowned upon?
Maybe he can bet his engagement photos or something like that. I have no idea.
Those have no juice.
Bet those. Throw those on a casino table, Falero.
That'll get some action.
Throw those on the table. See you, Rob.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us next. He is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. If you have a fantasy football question, I guess the leagues will be ending, what, in a few weeks?
Yeah, playoffs.
We'll go to the playoffs? Yeah. All right. So if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, you got to line it up right now. 305-567-0560 and 954-567-0560. Jamie Eisenberg next. Radio.com. By the way, you can join Zach Krantz tomorrow at the Dos Equis Watch Party at Black Market, Miami. He'll be there. 3:30 is when the game starts. You can win some Dos Equis gear and a 60-gallon cooler. Plus, register for a chance to win 2 tickets to the college football semifinal game at the Orange Bowl. Dos Equis. Keep it interesante. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. He is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Jamie.
What's going on, fellas?
Well, yes, last week when we talked to you, you were in a limo with Pete Prisco. Where are you today?
I am driving home. Speaking of Pete Prisco, you made him very angry on Tuesday when you held up Brady Quinn. You held him hostage, and you were apparently talking about giraffes and headlights. The two of them do a video that takes about an hour, and I walked in the building from, I don't know where I was going, but I saw Brady in the lobby, and it was about 30 minutes later he showed up screaming about Riptide tickets. and an angry Pete Prisco was standing upstairs outside the studio.
Yeah, it was a whole mess, but I couldn't let Brady Quinn go because he said that Brock Osweiler looked like a giraffe in headlights, and a giraffe would not be blinded by headlights.
Yes.
The phraseology makes no sense. The giraffe towers over the car, would not be blinded. You would agree with me, Jamie.
Yes, and then Brady was trying to explain himself why he was late because he had to justify that he was right that a giraffe could be stuck in high beams. It was about 10 minutes of my life I'd like back. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he had told me later on, he had said, because I had sent him a picture of a giraffe and a truck, and you could see the height discrepancy, but he said just back the truck up like 100 yards and the giraffe would be blinded.
I'm with it.
I feel like I'm reliving this nightmare all over
again. Me too. And I want to eject. If anybody has a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg heading into this holiday weekend, you can call 305-567-0560 and 954-567-0560. I got a lot of stuff to get to myself. Let me start quickly with Adam. Go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, guys. For a flex player, should I go with Crabtree, Mohamed Sanu, Riddick, or D.D. Westbrook? Thank you.
If you just need one of those guys, I like Theo Riddick. Without Golden Tate the last two games, he's got at least 10 PPR points in each of his last two matchups, and that's without having a catch. And now you have not only Golden Tate out, but also Marvin Jones. So I think he's going to be really involved in the receiving game for the Lions.
If you were playing daily fantasy, like, would you take Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because he put up 500 yards or whatever. They put up 500 yards of offense, but they don't score.
He is a very good contrarian play because I think the fear is, for at least for myself, that he could get benched for Jameis Winston. But the matchup is very good against the Giants.
Our friend Gorilla Jaywalker is on hold here. I'm going to go to him in a second. But Falero told me during the break, he picks up the phone. Hello, do you have a question for Jamie? And the caller goes, and Falero goes, all right, Gorilla Jaywalker, let me put you on hold. I just find that to be delightful. Gorilla Jaywalker.
Andy Dalton or Alex Smith. And then in another league, Fitzpatrick or Kirk Cousins. Don't you dare screw it up.
All right, you've been threatened as well.
So Dalton or Smith, I don't love either guy. I would check for all these guys, all these quarterback comparisons. See if you could find Eli Manning, Marcus Mariota, or Dak Prescott. I like all three of those guys.
Eli Manning,
yeah, Tampa Bay stinks. I think if you have to make those choices, I'd probably go Alex Smith over Dalton just because no A.J. Green is bad for him. And then with Fitzpatrick, I think he's, you know, again, it's risky, but his situation is just a little bit better.
Our friend Lucky the Bookie is on the line as well. I like the fact that he gives us a sure thing. I wish we would be tracking these bets that Lucky the Bookie gives us. Have you, Lucky the Bookie, have you been tracking what you give us? Have you been winning?
Of course.
I expected nothing less. Go ahead, Lucky the Bookie.
Take my advice. Don't worry about it. Io sono italiano. Listen, I got Jared Goff or Carson Wentz. And then in PPR, Hooper or Heuerman. Then I want you to take the Texans and the bye week minus the points against the Dolphins.
The Texans and the bye week, okay, against the Dolphins. All right, that's it. See if I can put that parlay in on my site, by the way, Falero. The Texans and the bye week against the Dolphins.
Not funny. First off, I like how they Gorilla Jaywalker and Lucky the Bookie always call back to back. Very amazing.
They are always I try to take them back to back. I think it's a good 1-2 punch.
It is. Especially good for trying to remember all the questions. I would go with Hooper over Heuerman. I like both this week, but Hooper's just been a little bit more consistent, and I think that's going to be a fun game between the Cowboys and the Falcons. And then both quarterbacks should be awesome this week between Goff and Wentz, but you want to have as many people in that Rams Chiefs game as you possibly can. So Goff has a chance for a big, big day. He's been awesome at home so far this year.
Hey, Jamie, I got a random question because you heard that the Le'Veon situation, which doesn't happen that much, man. We watch a lot of football. This is a new thing with these new athletes. But people are saying, like, that ruined my fantasy draft. That ruined my fantasy league. It changed everything. Is it that extreme? Because if he would have hurt his ankle in camp, the same thing would have happened.
It's a little bit different because if he had hurt his ankle in camp and you knew that he was out, you drop him. You know, you had to hold him this entire time, so it just, you know, took up a roster spot on your team, and it kind of, you know, eliminated you from making some moves. So you have kind of the double whammy there, but I think, you know, you never want to, you know, see an injury situation to a player, but at least there would have been some sort of of a date or, you know, a known commodity of when he would have been back or potentially come back. And, you know, this just was such a frustrating situation. So, yeah, it did ruin a lot of people's fantasy teams and a lot of people's seasons for sure.
Quickly with Jamie Eisenberg. Robert, go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
In my PPR league, who should I start? I got Andrew Luck and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Thank you.
Yeah, I would go with Luck. You know, it's funny. Every week it's like, oh, he's got a tough matchup. This is going to be the week that he falters. The arm's not right. All these things. And he just keeps rolling out these big numbers week in, week out. The offensive line has been amazing. It's the best offensive line he's had in his career. He's got all his weapons healthy. And, you know, I know the Titans defense looks good on paper, but there have been three quarterbacks that have already had big games against him, and I think Luck will be the fourth.
Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru, CBSSports.com. Chex Mix or Bugles?
Oh, Chex Mix.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, come
victory!
On,
Jamie.
Chex Mix.
Chex Mix is great, right?
No.
Let the man speak. Chex Mix.
Grandchildren?
Chex Mix, especially the cheese Chex Mix, right? That's great.
Any Chex Mix. I mean, Bugles are just kind of like, you know, what are they?
Exactly. What are they, finger things?
Yes.
Victory!
Little witch fingers.
Fritos or Doritos?
Doritos.
Barbecue chips or sour cream and onion chips?
Barbecue chips.
Combos or corn nuts?
Combos.
Yeah, that's good. Did you hear yesterday Troy Stratford before us with Omar admitted he's never heard of combos when Omar brought him up. He's never tried one in his life.
Never heard of combos.
He's
sheltered.
He thought he was talking like about a combo meal. He's like, what do you mean?
I used to love combos as a kid.
Combos, that's a great airport snack. Combos like a meal.
What is that orange stuff they call cheese?
It's orange stuff that they call cheese. You nailed it. It's exactly what it is. Orange stuff they call cheese. If someone told you to buy them ranch Bugles and you got to the store and there were no Bugles available, what would you get them instead?
Chex Mix.
No, this was planned. I swear on my life. Jamie, did we plan this?
No, I don't talk to you.
No,
like, what do you, when you call me to the radio.
That was inception.
Greatest radio moment of my life.
That was inception.
What, you think I let him do that?
Earlier.
No!
Chex Mix, the cheddar, the bold.
No. I am on that one. Jamie and I are kindred spirits. Caramel corn or kettle corn?
Kettle corn.
Popcorn or cheese popcorn?
Popcorn.
Could a gas station vitamin pack that just says vitamin pack on it make you healthy within 60 minutes?
It'd probably make you sick, so no.
Yeah, Crowder will disagree with you, and I've actually seen it.
Jamie has helped me win 4 championships in fantasy. I never saw doctor in front of his name. Sorry, Jamie. Got to call you out.
I was in Vegas with Crowder. He was sick as a dog. I am not lying. This dude could barely speak, sneezing, snotting. I mean, it was disgusting. Goes to a convenience store on some seedy street we're on, buys a thing called vitamin pack, eats them all without a drink, by the way, just eats them. And in 60 minutes, he's as healthy as you've ever seen anyone.
I just want to clarify. You just said that I'm not a doctor, but you bought medication from a gas station.
Yeah. He bought a thing called Vitamin Pack.
Hey, Jamie's all smart, man. He's always smart.
That's right, he is, because Chex Mix. That's what I'm saying. See you, Jamie.
See you, guys.
Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. We've got to do our deal best bets of the week. We'll do that in the next segment. Join Alex Dono. He's going to broadcast the Canes pregame show right here on 560 WQAM at Milam's Market, Coconut Grove, tomorrow starting at 11:30. You can win WQAM street gear from the 411 Payne Street Team, and they'll get you ready for kickoff. That's Alex Dono. Tomorrow, Milam's Market in Coconut Grove for the Canes pregame show. time for the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. We do this every Friday at this time. If you're car shopping this weekend, it's all about the DEEL, Deal Volvo. They're just off US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U, my favorite place, man. They are so nice and friendly. If you're doing a little car shopping over the holiday week or weekend, you check out Deal Volvo. And the Deal Volvo Best Bets really have just turned into a props segment, but it's fun, and I get everyone's opinion. The Rams, will the Rams call the Halle Berry audible this weekend?
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Jared Goff got some play on it, right? I think last weekend when he debuted the Halle Berry.
Yes, yeah. And they did the same thing with Peyton Manning when he made like the Omaha.
Right, and then Omaha Chamber of Commerce contacted him, which is nowhere near as exciting as Halle Berry contacting you.
More money.
The Omaha Chamber of Commerce?
Yes.
Then Halle Berry?
Really? Chamber of Commerce. There's money in their
name. Omaha. I mean, there's a Belgrade Chamber of Commerce.
You don't think the Chamber of Commerce has more money than one single woman?
It's not just one single woman. It's Halle Berry.
I don't know how good she is.
Now, I know Warren Buffett lives in Omaha.
She doesn't look very frugal on Twitter.
You don't think she's saved her money?
No, she looks like a waster.
She has a net worth of $80 million.
$80 million.
Omaha got that.
No, they do not. No, they do not.
Maybe an escrow.
Will the Rams call the Halle Berry audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is plus 155.
Really?
You can bet 100 to win 155 if they use that audible again.
They have to. And you know what? To be honest, football-wise, it would be good to do it, but change it. Because whenever they said Halle Berry, you saw what play it was.
Right.
Make Halle Berry a dummy call.
So you got to do it something else.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to say Halle Berry during the cadence.
Doesn't mean anything.
Just run whatever play I tell you in the huddle. That's what they're going to do. Yes. I'll put money on that one.
The only thing I'm scared of is they might say like a different celebrity.
That's
now.
What I think. Maybe he's going to start doing different celebrities.
They got to bring Halle Berry back. Who are you going to do after Halle Berry? Beyonce? Gotta do somebody fine. And don't say no lady off Howard the Duck movie. I'm talking about somebody fine.
Oh, that's who I would do. Leah Thompson. Leah Thompson. What?
If Halle Berry got you 35 yards, Leah Thompson.
Play would be creeping across your bed, man. Leah Thompson.
Bony little turkey booty.
I love that, man. Will the New England Patriots lose by 10 points or more in a road game Weeks 11 through 17, and the note is New England suffered their third double-digit road loss of the season last week. The last time that happened was 2008 when Tom Brady played only one game, but they've lost double digits on the road three times already this season. Will they lose again this season double digits on the road?
They play the Jets, Dolphins, and Steelers on the road for the next couple of games.
Jets and Dolphins, I'd say no.
I could see the Dolphins, though. Like, I mean,
by 10, though? I'm with you. I can see the Dolphins winning. But double digits?
The Steelers, on the road. Yeah.
But will it mean something? That's the last game, or what week is that?
The third to last game.
Because I was going to say, you don't know what it'll mean for either team. I don't know, man.
Yes is plus 200. No is minus 300. So, I mean, it seems doubtful, but it's happened already three times this season.
And even though it happened three times, how confident in your money, putting your money on the Patriots getting the hell beat?
Right. Not just against the Patriots, first of all, and then losing double digits again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Patriots are going to get the hell beat out of them again.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Man, it makes me feel funny saying it.
Will there be a lead change in the Week 11 game between the Texans and the Redskins? In the 9 games played thus far involving Washington, there have been 0 lead changes in any of their games. If they start up, they win and never have a lead change. If they start losing, they lose and they never have the lead. They have not had a lead change the entire season. Will there be a lead change in the Texans-Redskins game? Which, by the way, sounds like a fun bet. Like that seems like something fun to root for. Do you remember in the Super Bowl, you had a great call on a Super Bowl prop last year? Do you remember what it was? Will there be a lead change in the second half? Do you remember that?
Yes.
We bet that?
Yes.
And you're like, yes, there absolutely will. Because who was it last year? It was New England
and
Philadelphia. And you said there's absolutely going to be a lead change in that game, and there was. It was a great prop. It's a fun way to watch a game.
I like this one, too.
Yes is minus 140, so you'd have to bet $140 to win 100.
Aren't you, like, with odds?
Yes. Yes, I would imagine you know, and you'd really have to use like the Elias Sports Bureau or whatever. But I can't imagine there's a NFL team that's ever gone through a season that's played all their games without a lead change in any game. Like, it just seems implausible.
Because even to that point, okay, they come out and they're better than the team, but the team gets an early play and then kicks a field goal for three. Then they bash their mouth in. That's a lead change. They have three and then they'll have 7, 14, 21, whatever. That, you know what? It's odds. You just play the odds on that one. We should play that one the rest of the year.
That's not a bad prop. I like that one. That might be my deal Volvo best bet because it just doesn't, it's going to get, I would guess it's going to become more and more expensive as the season goes. Like, it's not going to be -140. It's going to be -180 next week. And then it's going to be -250. Like, it's going to move.
And the Redskins, what's their record?
6-3, I believe.
See, and if they were like 0-9 or 9-0, you'd be like, that makes sense. They're undefeated. They never were down, but they're 6-3.
So they could come back if they're down, you feel like.
Yeah, or if they're up, they can get beat. It's going to happen sooner or later. Let's bet that one, man. I like it.
Will the Raiders draft a quarterback in the first round of the 2019 NFL draft? Now, how many first-round picks do they have?
Two or three.
Is it three next year and two the following year?
I got to check.
I think it's three.
Because they
next
have
year.
Their normal first round pick. They've got the Khalil Mack first round pick, and they might have Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper first round.
Are they all next year?
There's five in the next two.
If they have three next season, then I say yes, they take a quarterback. Even though I don't know if they need one or not. If they have three, yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Why wouldn't you?
Yes is +155.
They have three next year?
Yeah.
Theirs. Khalil Mack and Amari's next year.
Yeah.
And then extra Khalil is 2 years from now. Oh, okay. Yeah, three pick, take one. And we don't know. It's not locked in. You think they're locked into Derek Carr?
Not after this season.
No.
I don't think they're locked into anyone, to be quite honest.
That's true. You get rid of Khalil Mack, hell.
I mean, honestly, like I think they're fine building it from scratch everywhere.
Khalil Mack, we don't need him. Keep this Jalen Richard around. No, doesn't happen that way.
You want to guess who the favorites are right now to win regular season MVP in the NFL? You want to guess who the favorite is right now?
Mahomes.
I say Gurley.
Mahomes is the favorite.
That's awesome.
At 10-11. Drew Brees is second.
Oh, well.
He's having a crazy.
And Todd Gurley is third.
Is Drew Brees, are the odds worth it to bet Drew Brees over Mahomes?
Well, you just bet. I mean, it's 8-5 on Drew Brees.
What's Mahomes?
10-11. Mahomes right now is a prohibitive favorite.
Wow, I've never heard 10-11.
Yeah.
Goodness. But Breeze late in the year, you know? Old man run. Patrick Mahomes gets a little, you know, flustered.
Where will Le'Veon Bell play week one next season? Do you want to guess who the favorites are?
Jets are the favorite. Really?
Yep.
What about the Colts?
Colts are 9-1. Jets are 14-5. Jets, Raiders, Eagles, Bucks, Ravens, Colts, Niners, Texans, Steelers, Dolphins. Dolphins are 16-1. No chance they're giving Le'Veon Bell a bunch of money to be their running backs. Zero chance.
I can see Raiders. Doug Martin's old, Marshawn's old, and you have to have a star to move to Vegas with?
Yeah.
Move to Vegas with Le'Veon?
Yeah.
I'm still going Jets 1, but the Raiders is interesting.
Those are your Deal Volvo best bets of the week. Again, if you are in the market for an automobile this weekend, you head over to Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. Ira Winderman is going to join us next. He's in Indiana, right? Indiana, so we'll talk a little heat with him. Deal Volvo has been serving South Florida for over 29 years. Same owner, same location, same low prices, over 25,000 Volvos sold. I always say it's all about the U, and it's all about Deal. And they're on Bird Road just off US 1 right near the U. And I said all during that segment, if you're car shopping this weekend, Deal Volvo. Or next week, a lot of people have time off next week, including us. If you're in the market for a car, you head on down to Deal Volvo. Great service. Service department, great selection, most of all, the best prices. Shop their huge selection on 2019 models. Get incredible savings on 2019 XC60s, XC90s, and more. Just get to Deal Volvo. You will be like thousands of other happy customers. Perfect combination of luxury and safety. The lots are loaded. Just pick your color. For their best prices of the year, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. Call them at 305-444-2222. or visit DealVolvoCars.com.